This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
John is in Massbeth. What's up, John?
Cheeky and Sean. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Evan and Tommy, I don't know how your weekend went. Now, when Yankee players leave the clubhouse going out to the dugout, they come across a sign, a quote by Joe DiMaggio. I want to thank the good Lord for making me a Yankee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank the good Lord for making me a Yankee fan. And thank God I'm not a Mets fan, because if I was, I likely would have been one of those 1,200 people in that seven-line army that took the 400-mile trip out to Pittsburgh over this weekend. You're sitting there thinking you're going to have a nice summer weekend, high hopes that you're going to take this series against this crappy Pirates team, maybe even sweep them, even with Paul Skeens not even pitching, but yet you turn around and you get slaughtered 30-4 in a four-game series and you don't even face Paul Skeens. Now, let's get down to business, okay? May 30th, I did my little drive-by, blasted Frank Sinatra, yelled out, Mets suck, blah, blah, blah. Mets responded by winning 11 out of 13. So I decided to do my little reverse jinx. Since then, 3-13, all these injuries, you got the players-only meeting, you got Alvarez sent down, you got all this stuff going on. Now, we got to make a deal, and I'm willing to make this reverse jinx end, but it's at a price. Now, I know last week I offered to end it, and Juan Soto acknowledged me as his tribal chief, but that was last week's price. And last week's price is not this week's price. And don't say there's no price, because in the words of the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase, everyone's got a price. So that price is now this. Positive Tommy, you're 0-3. The last two Knicks seasons and last year Mets seasons. False, done, 0-3, okay? The people are no longer behind you. You're not Positive Tommy, you're Mush Tommy.
Positive
okay?
Tommy.
The people are not behind you, and the evidence is in social media. Look at people who reply to Positive Tommy's little snitch. Here's some example. I believe in an October vacation. This gig is past his expiration date. And this is just a loser.
Hold on. I get it.
You know what?
John, I get it. People are mean to Positive Tommy on social media. What are you asking for? I'm Positive Tommy's agent. Of course,
makes
the decision. What do you want from him to end the mush?
I'm calling for the end of power. I'm calling for the end of Positive Tommy and for him to bestow and anoint the power of positivity on somebody else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Tommy, that's what John wants to reverse the jinx. Your response?
I don't cave to Yankee terrorism, which is what John is referring to here. And all those replies, John, now click on their profiles and you'll see Yankee diehard. It's Yankee fans that don't want that want positive Tommy to die. And you are their mouthpiece, John. You have been sent on this mission to submarine positive Tommy. I will not bend. I
you
will
know
not
what?
Bow.
You know what? The pain continues
your...
then, okay? The pain continues.
What?
Soto, ACL, you want that?
Right,
you want that?
You know what, John? You're a bad guy. You're throwing injuries out there.
Hey,
bad guy.
What the hell's wrong with him?
Come on.
Can't deal with any more injuries.
What a turn.
I mean, I'll tell you. So John has become a Yankee terrorist. You're right, Tommy. Last week, he demanded Juan Soto acknowledge him as his tribal chief. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
Never.
And this week, he has asked for positive Tommy to die, essentially, and bestow his positivity on somebody else. Here's the biggest problem. Even if Tommy decided, you know what? I'll do that. He wouldn't be able to find anybody.
True.
Who the hell would take that mantle right now?
Who would you do it for? Giants?
Meaning would I give my positivity? I think John wants me to give the positive Tommy aura to someone else, maybe here at the station, which I'm not going to do.
You think Sal could pull that off? Like if you hand the positive Tommy mantle, the positive Sal? Like could that work? Would you be willing to do that?
No. I would not.
Would Sal want that?
No.
TV Sal, maybe. Radio Sal, no.
John did bring up a good point, though. We're 0 for 3 here on Positive Tommy. At what point does the message fall on deaf ears?
Well, what I would say to you and John is that it hasn't fallen on deaf ears because the Knicks went to the Eastern Conference Finals, something they have not done in decades, and the Mets went to the NLCS last year when they were at the depths of the records last year. So I pulled them from the fire into the NLCS, and this is the exact time where everybody wants positive Tommy to shut up and go away, and this is the exact time where you need me more than ever. That would be my response.
Mm. I have nothing to add.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Scott in Jackson, New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
How you doing, guys? So a couple of points to make here. First of all, I wasn't going to make this point, so you said invoke their names again. The point with Iglesias and Martinez is just bringing people back, clubhouse guys. They're not necessarily the best players. They're just great clubhouse guys. It may not be the worst idea of bringing Martinez as a coach, JD. Maybe bring him as a hitting coach. He's not playing. Get him back in baseball. He can help with the clubhouse. Secondly, if Stearns is going to get all the credit in the world for what he did last year with the pitching, well, he's got to take a hit now with Montas over in Quintana. Quintana's pitching his lights out. Montas, no one thinks he's going to be good. You know that first start was an outlier.
Right.
And the third part is the difference between the Mets, and I've called numerous times about this, they're not a mentally tough team. The 86 team, they had a bunch of guys on that team that just would kick anybody's butt if they got in their face. Do you really believe that any one of these guys, they're all great guys, all nice players. You want to have guys like on this team, but there are no tough guys on this team that are going to get in people's faces.
If you're defining, though, toughness by getting into people's faces, I'd argue, what team in baseball fits that?
Not anymore.
I mean, who is that? Do the Tigers fit that? Do the Yankees fit that? Do the Dodgers fit that? Do the Cubs fit that? Do the Phillies fit that? I think that's just a description we like to bring up because we harken back to the good old days.
Yeah, we want guys to be aggressive and mean and look like the imposing athletes that we romanticize. But I don't think anybody's actually like that anymore.
Right. No, I don't think so either. And the question that we can never answer, and I remember asking it in spring training, and of course everybody gave positive answers, was, is this room different? Is this locker room different without J.D. Martinez and Jose Iglesias? And maybe the answer is yes, but at the end of the day in Major League Baseball, you have to perform. You are here for your performance. J.D. Martinez did not perform, especially late last season,
right,
and the Mets made the decision with Iglesias that they had other middle infielders that they thought they could get more production out of. So they made baseball decisions around Iglesias and J.D. Martinez, and I'm not convinced just because they were perfect for the roster last year that they would have been perfect for the roster this year.
Yeah.
Let's not forget J.D. Martinez's mission or his message in that team meeting. Does anyone remember what his message was during the infamous team meeting? Do you remember?
I don't.
His message was, and it wouldn't work in 2025. I'll tell you that right now.
Huh.
His message was, everyone thinks we suck. Everyone's written us off. Nobody believes in us. The pressure's off. Let's go out. Let's have some fun. When you add Juan Soto, and you're coming off a year in which you went to the National League Championship Series,
right, that doesn't
that shtick doesn't work. It worked last year, and that's great, but that wouldn't have worked this year.
No, it wouldn't. And when you think about the differences from last year, obviously there was some more veteran role players. And now in 2025, those role players are all young. Right. And so, like, you have your stars that you obviously need to depend on, but then the role players are what make teams full. They make teams have these runs, and you figure out how to win close games because of role players. They're too young right now.
Yeah.
It's Vientos and Mauricio and well, Beatty and Alvarez is down. But
it's not that they're too young. It's that they're not performing because young players can perform.
But
Michael Harris did for the Braves in 21. It's part of why they won the World Series.
Not consistently.
Michael Harris did in 2021.
Well, he did consistently, but I'm talking about this Mets iteration. They're not consistent enough.
No, I agree they're not consistent. I don't think it's because they're young. I think it's just because they haven't performed.
What are you, so I don't think it's necessarily connected. So they're not good.
They're not good yet. Sometimes it takes a while to develop, unfortunately.
So you might be right, but that's the difference.
Yeah.
Last year, it was veterans who you felt like were going to perform, even though they were just role players.
And to be fair about Iglesias, he had a career season. Like, oh my God. Sometimes you have random, out-of-nowhere career seasons, which is what he had last year for this team.
Right.
Which, by the way, he's not having for San Diego.
Oh, my God.
What annoys me to no end is that 2 years ago in 2023, when the team was terrible, remember in late August, it's got to be the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Locker room's a problem. They got no leadership. Even Tommy Pham came out after the season, said it's the laziest team he's ever played with. And that was the talking point. The Mets failed because of the locker room.
Right.
And then a year later, they're in the National League Championship Series. All of a sudden, the locker room's amazing. Mm. Sometimes we like to blame that when it's really performance. They are hitting .218 with runners in scoring position. That is the second worst mark in Major League Baseball.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But why?
The why is tough to answer, T.
Of course.
Want to say it's Eric Chavez's fault? Fire his ass?
It's easy to state the facts. That's simple. But why is not as clear. And I think if you're the Mets right now as an organization, you're finding it hard to figure out the why.
Yeah.
You're having
these... Well, what is the why, T?
I have no idea. I didn't play baseball.
No, I know.
I can't tell you what these guys are thinking.
And even the guys that do can't answer that.
Why the urgency in real time is not there for them. I can't tell you why Juan Soto only has big hits when there's nobody on base. It's uncanny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.